tend to be impatient, want to be already there? Jumpy, what is underneath impatience? I have been offering to measure what blockages people have to break through to be able to work on becoming all they can become. I am looking and measuring people against 43 Bach energies. It is quite challenging, because there is no frustration, anger, resistance, belligerence, etc. are on that list. Bach energies are the energies of plants. Testing people and my questions against those 43 tests my patience. It is not quick. It is not obvious, until it is. Until I see it. But, to my surprise, it is actually possible to find the answers to these questions. What is your typical reaction you have to the world not giving you what you want? What is right underneath the complaint, is what you try to be but are not successful at? What is the blockage, energy that holds it all together, your linchpin? When people get my answer, they think of attacking the most visible energy slash behavior slash attitude, but they are simply wasting their hopes. You cannot disassemble a construct that way. How you are in life is a construct. I am only beginning to look at it that way, so this article will be a little examination of how the construct is built. Perfect for an architect who also has a degree in structural engineering. Me. I have a few clients whose linchpin energy, the energy that holds their anger, dissatisfaction, underachiever life together is impatience. How that works? You ask. When you want the idea or action, your mind lands to achieve what you want directly without having anything else to do, think, wait for. It is an intellectual disability. It is an intellectual failing. Not a character defect. The age, the intellectual age of the behavior is probably coupled with magical thinking, also a three-year-old's behavior. And there is also an unless. Unless this works the way I want it, I am nothing, stupid, dead, etc. If I also look at some abilities that cannot really develop unless this linchpin goes. Unless the person is willing to give up what would make them right back when they were actually 3 years old, those abilities are plenty. But there is one thing that stands out for me, the ability to hold more than one item in your brain at any one time. For most people that number is one. In order to move to another item, you have to let go of what you are holding. You don't even have, intellectually, two hands, you have one. And if the item you are holding has an emotional charge, desire or anger, you latch onto it and don't let go. And if it doesn't have the big charge, then you are a butterfly. This is why I measure, in your starting point measurements, how many things you can hold in your mind at the same time. Holding something in mind means, you don't have to think about it. You can keep your attention on something else and it waits for you until you need it. To solve problems, large or small, you need a holding space, so you can move around, like in a workshop, and not drop anything. The more items you can hold, the larger problems you can solve. When people get upset and their holding capacity is low or none, they get incoherent. They drop their vibration, because vibration can't stay high when you are incoherent. To build and execute a plan of attack, like a business, you need to hold about 7 different aspects of the plan. All nonlinear, all important, or not. When you got stuck at a 3-year-old's mental level, you can't have them laid out in front of you and see the relationship between them. Impatience is the hallmark of linear thinking. There seems nothing between thinking something and seeing it, in your mind's eyes as accomplished. The question is, how do you go from an angry 3-year-old to an accomplished adult who can hold thoughts and not lose them? It has 2 important stages. 1. Give up that there was something wrong, that you or someone else did something wrong in the original incident. Bring a kind eye to it. Compassion. Give up the self-righteous indignation, however justified you feel about the right or the wrong. Give up the singular vantage point, that all things are about you, or even have anything to do with you. They don't. What helped me through this is saying, it is not a personal rainstorm, even though I personally get wet. My original trauma, my 3-year-old incident, interestingly wasn't that I was raped. No. What it was that in the aftermath my mother called me a whore. That is where I had to do the most work, seeing that my mother said what she said because it was all about her. She was incapable of seeing the world from my vantage point, she was incapable of having compassion, feeling my pain. She could only think of herself. My mother was stuck in a 3-year-old's mental, intellectual state. The size of your cone of vision also belies that you cannot hold too much information in your brain at any one time. so you scan the world through a pinhole size of cone of vision. But projects, business success, any success that involves groups of people require you to be able to have a wider cone of vision to include the self-interest of all the groups of people. And lastly, increase the amount of information you can hold in your brain at any one time. Chess is a great training for that. FreeCell has been a very good training for me. Anything that requires you to have spatial intelligence. Basketball, football, where unless you play with a team, have an eye both on yourself and where a receiver is mandatory for team play. By the way, if you read yesterday's article where I'm asking if I'm blocking the spirit from flying, this morning I started to inquire what it is that the spirit wants, the spirit needs so it can fly. It seems the spirit wants me to do something, as opposed to stop doing something. It seems that the spirit wants me to do something only I can do, as opposed to something anyone can do. After all, anyone can walk every day, move house, throw away stuff. Right? When I asked if I can get into trouble doing what it wants me to do, the answer was, potentially. Only if I am stupid. What kinds of things have I been stupid about? Speaking my mind, as if it were okay. As if the world were friendly. The same thing that got me into trouble when I was 3. No accidents here, you repeat your 3-year-old behavior that got you into trouble, until you sublimate it, which is a $5 word for letting it go, stop making yourself wrong for it. So, obviously, to me, the thing the spirit wants me to do so it can fly is speak, or write. A book? Bah! It seems that the spirit wants me to write a book. You see, if I didn't have an accent, maybe. Maybe I could speak a book into a microphone and someone could transcribe it. Okay, little SHT, put on your big boy / big girl pants. And ask, a book about what? Exhausted noises issued from my throat. About the process of becoming a human being? No. Oh, maybe about this. If there was a God, a creator. Which, in spite of my lack of belief in some God, is still possible, and if this God created humans to its own image, then either that God was somewhat moronic, or humanity as it is, isn't stepping up to the plate, it is falling short on using its God-given equipment, the brain. Let's consider the fact that humans use their intellectual, emotional, spatial etc. abilities in the brain to what degree? 1%? How about a real smart human? The highest, says source, is 10%. So to be true to the brain you've got, you need to amp up your use of it by 10 to 100 times. So I should write a book on this? I ask. Yes, says the spirit. Am I qualified to write this book? Yes, says the spirit. Can I write it the way I am? No, says the spirit. Can I write any of it the way I am now? Yes. How much? About 10%. Will people hate me? Yes, says the spirit. Lol. That is a happy thought, lol. Okay, consider this article a chapter in that yet unwritten book. Just one more thing, I used my faculties 20%. Is it sources or the spirit's thinly veiled attempt to force me to increase the number? Yes, says source. Is there such a thing as spirit? I ask. No, says source. Okay, I feel better. Let's do this. Now, want to see what the 3 paralyzing elements prevent you from becoming all you can become? To develop new skills, new capacities, to be closer to how God meant for you to be? Find out what you're up against. When we finally get to the digging webinars and the instant coherence solution course thereafter, you already want to know these 3 measures. Will these change? Yes and no. Truth be told, the enemy never disappears. Your 3-year-old will never disappear. This is why I love the picture with the police dogs and the cat. You need to develop your tools, your character to overpower your lower inclinations. If you have been hoping that just seeing something makes that something disappear, you are into magical thinking. But all that aside, unless you feel like you can go places, it will all be wasted on you. So here is my absolutely favorite little movie, just 12 minutes. Watch, at least the first 4 to 5 minutes. I have put it on my mobile app. So you can access it anytime when life is rough on you. Text your email address to 1-315-509-2888. Let me know if something is not working.